Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TM, and the floor is yours.
They say that all good things must come to an end, and I think this chapter, long chapter, of Ravens-Steelers, this rivalry, John Harbaugh, Mike Tomlin, I think it's coming to an end, one way or another. And it's been a heck of a run, where Mike Tomlin, he was hired in 2007, taken over for Bill Cowher. John Harbaugh hired in 2008, taken over for Brian Billick. And there's been 34 Ravens-Steelers regular season games. 27 of them have been one score. 27 of 34. That's insane. And even crazier,
34 under these two.
That's what I'm saying.
That these two are both a part of.
Yes, yes, in 2008. That's what I'm saying. 19 of the 34 have been decided by 3 points or less. It's crazy. Steelers lead the regular season series 19-15. They're tied in the postseason 2-2 since 2008. And Sunday will mark 39 times that they've coached opposite each other, second most in NFL history, trailing only George Halas and Curly Lambeau. And so many great moments and great times, and this is not exactly one of them, where this is the first time these two teams have met in December where neither of them have been above 500.
Yes.
And John Harbaugh, you can go back to the low point following the Texans massacre of the Ravens at M&T earlier this year. Fire Harbaugh chants. He's getting cussed at going down into the locker room. And then, of course, Sunday with Mike Tomlin, you have the fire Mike Tomlin chants, then booing Renegade. This game is so massive for both of these franchises, and not just for the playoffs, but I think moving forward. And our buddy Aaron Schatz gave out the stat earlier this week. No more bigger playoff leverage game of the season thus far than this one. Ravens win, they have a 70% chance of making the playoffs. Steelers 23. Steelers win, 75% chance. Pittsburgh makes the playoffs. Ravens 21%. I think all the pressure's on the Ravens, guys.
Absolutely.
Like, all of the pressure is on the Ravens. And
whole world saying it's the worst Steelers team since the Knoll teams in the early 80s coming off of their dynasty.
All we're talking about this week is how much this Steelers team sucks, and the defense is horrible.
Mark Moseley.
They got ran over.
Not Mark Moseley. That was the kicker.
Mark Malone.
And Aaron Rodgers is 42 and playing like he's 52. But if the Ravens end up losing Sunday, I think the narrative flips back to John Harbaugh being on the hot seat. And if this team does not make the playoffs and they fizzle out, still got the Packers, still got the Patriots, and then, of course, Steelers and Bengals as well. If they finish with a losing record, is that the end of John? And if the Steelers end up laying an egg on Sunday, then it's only going to heighten more former players and the heat on Mike Tomlin. I think these are the last.
Sizzle's got some tweets stored up. He's got some, what do they call it? Like you
drafts?
Said,
drafts.
Yeah. He's got a couple drafts. He's just, T-Sizz is just waiting.
I think one way or another, after week 18, this is going to be the last two times they coach against each other in this rivalry. And I put out a poll on IA 105.7 The Fan, basically saying everything I just said. Will Sunday mark the last time both coach versus each other in a Ravens-Steelers game in Baltimore? Because they still got the game in Pittsburgh, week 18. Yes, 54%. No, 46%. IA 105.7 The Fan is how you can vote on this poll. It's live until tomorrow. I think this is it.
I was shocked.
One way or another.
I was shocked that Jerry Dulac, like, he, now granted, he's a beat guy, he's not a columnist, and he's just going off of what he's been, what people have said to him, but he's like, yeah, nothing's changed here. That he says the owners don't listen to these players.
Yeah.
No, that would be an embarrassment.
But they do listen to the fans, and that's a mom and pop shop, and if the fans look like they're revolting, and again, Tomlin might also be like, enough's enough.
Totally.
I'll never be appreciated here the way I should be. Like, my past is held against me here in a way it wouldn't be anywhere else, college or pro. So maybe the grass is greener. It was greener for Andy Reid.
Yeah, it was. A
couple other weird notes about this game, by the way, Ben. This is the first time in the history of this series that both teams are coming off a 10-point loss. It's also the first time in the history of this meeting that they're both coming off home losses. And Mike Tomlin, as a dog.
Here we go.
Against the
Steelers
Ravens.
Steelers money line.
No. I'm just throwing it out there. Mike Tomlin, in his career as a dog against the Ravens, is 13-3-2 against the spread. 10-8 straight up. I'm just putting it out there.
Very interesting. Steelers money line. Book it.
They either come out and it's their Super Bowl, or, yeah, everybody's getting fired.
Coming up next, you know who's never getting fired? Lucy Bird. She's with DraftKings. Get her thoughts on Thanksgiving and many other things. Lucy joins us next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.